Radiotopia from PRX. This is The Allusionist, in which I, Helen Zaltzman, search for meaning in a bowl of alphabeti. Dear sweet listener, have you obeyed my command in the last episode to fill out the Radiotopia listener survey so we can find out how better to please you with our podcast and you can win yourself some fancy Tivoli headphones? If not, run along to surveynerds.com/allusionist while we limber up for the show with a little light word history sponsored by The Tasting Room. Today we are talking about junk, not the rather vulgar slang for genitals, but in the sense of rubbish, which arose from the 14th century meaning of junk, which was the nautical term for rope. This evolved to mean any old crap left behind by ships and boats, and thence, any old crap at all. What is not crap is today's sponsor, The Tasting Room, the wine club that doesn't just send you a box of junk, but wine you will love. And I mean you singular, not you generically, because they've chosen it specifically for you. To start you off, the Tasting Room will send you a kit with little sample bottles of wine. You let them know which ones you like and dislike, and then every quarter they'll send you a 12-bottle case of wine tailored to your specific taste. And if they've got one wrong, they will send you a different bottle. To get your sampling kit for the special price of just $6.95, visit tastingroom.com/allusionist. And sorry, this offer is only open to listeners in the USA. The rest of us will just have to carry on chugging our bathtub gin. On with the show. Tomb ends in one century, livid gloss puzzles. 7:10. That's your clue for what this episode's about. As I'm sure you deduced, cryptic crosswords, or as I like to call them, infuriating word puzzles that I can't do. Well, on a good day, I can get maybe four clues. I think I'm thwarted pretty quickly by my ineptitude at divorcing a word from its meaning in that context, which, if you've been listening to The Allusionist since the beginning, you'll remember was one of the reasons I'm averse to puns. So let's blame my lousy cryptic crossword ability upon my suspicion that the clues are puns.
A pun does not always work when you write it down, because people have different ways of pronouncing different words. Clues can be analogous to puns. I think clues are more like jokes. And that's kind of what I keep falling back on, is if you can tell jokes and if you can understand jokes when other people tell them, I think you're probably most of the way there to being able to do cryptic crosswords.
Okay, I consider myself capable of identifying jokes. Perhaps there is hope for me.
My name is John Featenby and I compile crosswords for a living. I do the two cryptic crosswords. I do the big general knowledge crossword, and I do assorted other bits and bobs for the newspaper that I work for. When I announce that I make crosswords, I mean, the first thing is, oh, I can't do those. That would be impossible. The second response I get is, ah, you're the devious so-and-so who ruins my Sunday morning every week.